Hey, welcome to Radioactive, KUOW's youth media program. On today's podcast, you'll be listening to an original radio fiction piece created by Mamansa Dogra and Jack Paradise. It's called Red on White.
At the third stroke...
Winter, 1952.
There is light for the first time. He is crying. There's water on his face. That means that he is crying. There used to be nothing, but now there's this, and light. The air is cold. The ground outside has white. He calls it snow. His hands are also white, and his hair is white, but he is not snow. It is cold. The light is cold. There is light.
Spring, 1953.
The man who has white and water on him is not crying anymore. He is lying in a box. I know more colors now. The colors I know are white, black, and blue. Will there be more? The people are in black today. They are crying. He is not crying, but they are crying. I'm hanging on the wall over the box he's lying in. It is still cold. There's no snow.
Summer, 1953.
Everyone remembers their first viewing. Every one of us remembers being hung on a strange wall in a strange place. It is kind of a strange job to hang there and be admired. Well, it's a job that I can live with. We need to be admired. I've been moving around a lot lately, which is quite tedious. I don't get to be seen as much as I should, and the bottoms of planes and trucks are always cold. To make things worse, I'm in this plastic sleeve, which makes it impossible for me to actually see anything or know what's going on. The first time I moved, I was terrified. I thought that the humans were taking me away because they didn't like to look at me anymore, but I was hung up someplace else again. This is my fifth time moving. And I'm not as scared that people don't like to look at me, although I'm slightly confused as to why I move so much. Anyway, at the new location, I got to actually talk to another one of us. It said,
"You only had your viewing a year or so ago, I'm guessing. Well, I'm over 200 years old. What about that? 200 years and still being viewed. I don't know. I've been around for a while and still don't understand what humans do most of the time. They come in here, look at us, sigh, and leave. Some of them sigh more than others. Some of them even cry. They're pretty dim if you ask me."
Fall, 1985.
Hello. Is there a painting on this wall?
Yeah. It's really good to have another painting next to me. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I was moved here last night. It's good
Special
to meet another
to
art
editor,
piece.
Kendra
I was
Hannah.
Stuck in this terrible plastic sleeve for a while. It was such a drag.
I know all about those. When I was traveling, I was stuck in those all the time. The only thing worse than those are the annual cleanings. But I shouldn't be complaining because I got to see some pretty cool stuff on the way to, what is it, you know, wherever they take you when you go to get cleaned.
Huh. I wish I could travel more, but as long as I'm hung somewhere and people are looking at me, I think I'll be fine.
I remembered the other paintings that weren't hung, the ones that were in the basement of the museum. Those paintings stopped laughing, then stopped talking, and their silence filled the empty space and made me nervous. In the galleries, there's always the hum of the paintings and the humans, and their presence is comforting. I don't want to become one of those silent paintings that never sees the light of day. From the silence of the painting on the wall next to me, I could tell it was thinking the same thing.
So, how long will we be here?
Summer, 1986.
The painting on the wall next to me and I are now friends. We're about the same age, and we like to make fun of this woman that comes by every time the museum opens and leads groups of humans around.
The wings are a metaphor for the transcendent quality of
people. I don't think she even looks at the painting she's talking about.
Idealize themselves into collective audience as a deconstructible mode of interpretation, becoming at once a thing beyond the physical and...
She says the same thing every single time.
No, she added the quasi-Aristotle thing.
But we're postmodern paintings. What does Aristotle have to do with anything? He was dead for at least 1,000 years before we were made.
Winter, 1988.
I had my cleaning today. Yeah, my once-a-year cleaning. Can you believe that they have to clean me once a year now? I'm not that old or anything. It was snowing, so the room was a bit cold. The human put me down for a moment and left the room. He put me down in front of a mirror. I hadn't seen myself before. And in the mirror, there I was. I was a red square and a white background. I don't understand. All the time hanging in the museum, the humans looking at me, they were gawking at a red square. I mean, I had always thought that I was beautiful. It was an assumption I made. Okay. I was in a museum. I had to be worth something. But there's no worth in a red square. Anyone can make a red square.
What is this? I paid money to see a red square?
You don't understand. This is an incredible work of art.
I will never understand what humans see in me.
That was Red on White, a piece created by Mimamsa Dogra and Jack Paradise. Special thanks to our editor, Kendra Hanna. You can find Radioactive on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media and on Twitter at KUOW Radioactive. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or listen to it on PRX, the public radio exchange. Thanks for listening. Bye.